Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Dragonspell by Danita K. Paul, read by Ellen Grafton. God has blessed me by bringing young people into my life. This book is dedicated to my first readers. They kept me on my toes and the story progressing. Mary and Michael Darnell, Reagan Gibson, Alexandria Gray, Ryan Haas, Christiana and Kaylee Linksweiler, Jason McDonald, Lynette Nelson, Robert Michael Rogers, Allison Rosema, Stephanie Deshay VC. Chapter 1. Almost There.
Are ye sure you won't ride all the way into the city?
Kale hardly heard the farmer's question as she stood beside his wagon load of barley grain. Her eyes looked over the crude cart she'd traveled in and then turned to the dazzling metropolis across the wide valley. The sun sparkled on Vindella, a city of sheer white walls, shining blue roofs, and golden domes. Many spires and steeples and turrets towered above the city, but in a vast variety of shapes and colors. More than a dozen castles clustered outside the capital, and more palaces were scattered over the landscape across a wide river. Seeing Vindella reminded Kale her life had changed forever. Her hand rose to her chest and rested on the small pouch hidden under her clothes. I have a destiny. The thought scared her and pleased her, too. After being a village slave all 14 years of her life, she'd been freed. Well, sort of free. 1 week ago, she'd left River Away, her village of 2 dozen homes, a shop, a tavern, and a meeting house. In maybe another week, she'd go through...